Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon. I have talked about my princess, Julia, on a perhaps all too often basis, right? People say, okay, we got it. But Julia, who is going to turn 18 in a matter of days, is severely disabled. And there are a lot of things that over the years have been closed off to Julia and other kiddos like Julia, other folks who maybe wanted to do X, Y, and Z and were told, yeah, that just, you know, it doesn't really work for somebody if they have a disability. Well, there is an amazing program in Central Virginia called River City Inclusive Gymnastics. River City Inclusive Gymnastics. And the gentleman who is the CEO for River City Inclusive Gymnastics is Michael McGrath, and I'm happy to say he's joining us. Mike, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me, and happy early birthday to your daughter.
Well, thank you.
She has a wonderful birthday. Yeah.
Oh, I am sure she will. And boy, it has been a long time in coming that you and I could chat. We've gone round and round, and I so appreciate your patience. This is a story that I've wanted to tell for a long time, and I know we had delays on our end, but you have my apologies and my appreciation for making time for us. So do you mind telling everybody a little bit about River City Inclusive Gymnastics?
Yeah, absolutely. So River City Inclusive Gymnastics, we're a nonprofit in the area, and our mission is basically it's to provide a safe and positive environment where, you know, children, teens, and adults with special needs can improve social skills, motor skills, and self-esteem through group fitness and gymnastics classes. It's a lot of fun. I've been in this field of special education, special needs, working with those with disabilities for a very long time, and this section of my career in that field is by far the most fun. I mean, it's a blast, you know.
Wow.
I'm having a great time just seeing these young athletes of all ages grow and learn new skills. It's been a tremendous journey, a very short journey so far, and I'm looking forward to the future.
Well, now Mike, I have to ask, are you yourself a gymnast?
Oh, no. So the name, you know, I don't want to scare people off with the name. You know, a lot of people, they hear gymnastics, you know, immediately you think of someone doing the Iron Cross on the rings, like,
yeah,
holding themselves straight out. So,
right.
But in fact, that was my first impression of gymnastics. But in preparing to do this, I just looked up the definition, because I'm like, well, you know, I'm athletic and I like to be physically active, but I can't do any of these things.
Yeah.
But gymnastics, Jeff, is just about improving coordination, improving agility, improving endurance, and improving strength. And that's all we're doing.
Oh, wow.
In a fun environment. And so how this came about is you got time for a long story or short story, Jeff?
No, you go for it, Mike. I want to hear the story, man.
Okay, so I was I taught special ed in Hanover County at the elementary level for a very long time, and when you have a child, it really rocks your world. So my wife and I, when our first child was born, both of us were working full time, and we felt like we were drowning. So I'm sure many people can relate. So my wife had recently switched careers. So I was like, okay, well, I can stay home. And I had big plans, Jeff. I was going to watch all kinds of movies. I was going to read a ton of books. And it did not happen. It was the hardest thing I've ever tried to do in my life was to be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
And it did not last long. And I could tutor. I knew I could tutor. I had done some tutoring for private school in the area and had picked up some kids on my own. And that's pretty much make your own hours. So I went to this traditional gymnastics gym, and I wanted to have a conversation with the owner. Hey, maybe I can tutor some kids while they wait for their classes. And the owner, this is at a facility. It's called River City Youth Fitness. This is where my program, River City Inclusive Gymnastics, is housed. And Fletcher, mm-hmm. the owner of this business, was like, hey, you know, you have a unique background. You've taught special education for a long time. I've always wanted to, you know, start something for individuals with disabilities where they could access this equipment. But I don't know. I don't have that background. And I said, well, great, because I don't know the first thing about gymnastics. And he said, well, why don't you come and watch how we teach it? And then it will make a lot more sense to you. And and so I went, observed, I did all this research. And basically what we're doing, Jeff, is we're doing a giant, it's Ninja Warrior, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so the way the program's set up, you know, the class is an hour, but we say any participation is full participation. So we're going to meet the individual where they are. And within the hour, it's super structured. We'll do a little obstacle course. And within that, we'll do some traditional gymnastics moves like cartwheels, or we'll work with the rings, or we'll work on the trampoline or the parallel bars. But everything is tailored to the individual. So,
okay.
You know, like, let's say if your daughter came and, you know, she, for whatever reason, you know, her goal might just be to touch the parallel bars and move on. Mm-hmm. Where I might have somebody in her class that is trying to do, you know, a full pull up or support a full front support. You know, it's whatever the individual needs at the time. And then, you know, the ultimate goal is to create independence, right. You know, and so we can back off our level of support, or if they need more support, we have the ability to do that. But, you know, everybody needs a place to go and a place where they belong and to get some exercise. You know, that's a big deal, especially these days when a lot of things aren't open. And we've been fortunate enough to be able to, once phase three hit, keep rocking and rolling with certain precautions.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you, Mike, and I remind everybody, Michael McGrath, who is the CEO of River City Inclusive Gymnastics, is joining us, and gosh, what a wonderful program this sounds like, Mike, but with all of these restrictions, with COVID precautions, how is it possible for you to still do these classes?
So it's a lot of cleaning.
Yep.
A whole lot of cleaning. We're burning through cleaner. Okay. And we have some very supportive parents who just drop cleaner off at random times for us. But, you know, for the athletes to come in, you know, young and old, because they're exercising, once the class starts, they don't have to wear a mask unless you know, their parent would like them to, or they feel more comfortable.
Okay.
The coaches are always masked, and we take temperatures of everyone coming in and out of the building. That's just, you know, that's just the norm.
Yep.
And really, I mean, that's all you can do. We're so young, and what we're doing is so specific. Our classes are very small to begin with.
Okay.
So like tonight we have adults. There's going to be no more than 7 adults in the class.
Okay.
And then on some of the weekday classes, there's no more than 3, 4, 5 individuals in a class. And so we didn't really get affected by the restrictions too much.
Okay.
We did get affected by the lockdown, and not being able to be open, but we've been very fortunate. I mean, there's a lot of, I've heard your show and heard a lot of businesses out there that are really struggling and that have even closed down. And we've been fortunate that we were able to weather the storm. And just once we were able to get back up and going, we had a lot of the parents that were like, yeah, we're back in. Now we also, have online classes as well. So when I'm finished talking to you, I'll go and do an online workout with some of our athletes that aren't ready to come back yet. And we'll probably keep doing that. I mean, that's a nice option, you know, for people that want to work out from the comfort of their home. It's instead of an hour, it's a half hour. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty good workout. So well, I'm usually tired from trying to talk and teach, and so it's a trip.
Well, Mike, I love what you're doing. I mean, it just sounds wonderful to me. For folks who are listening, what's the best way for them to learn a little bit more and, who knows, maybe get involved with River City Inclusive Gymnastics?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. So the easiest thing to do is go to our website. It's just I'm not going to say the three W's, but
yeah, right.
So it's rcig.org. R as in river, C as in city, I as in inclusive, G as in gymnastics.org.
Okay.
We have classes for, you know, we don't turn anyone away. We like people to come and try a class. We offer a free 30-minute trial class, and that's more of a get-to-know-you. So I always tell the parents who contact me, like, we don't turn anyone away. We've experienced a lot. We just want to make sure that you guys are comfortable with us because you've never met us before.
Yeah.
It'll help us to get an idea of who's coming in, and then we can develop a plan. You know, maybe your child needs a visual schedule to access the program. Maybe they're going to be on, two activities and a reward or something like that. And and that trial gives us an opportunity to develop that.
Gotcha.
And then, so if you go to our website, rcig.org, you can find out a lot of information about what we're doing. You know, we are a nonprofit. We do rely on donations. You're welcome to donate. There's a volunteer form. We also, we use a good amount of volunteers, which we train, and we don't, you know, want to make sure everyone's comfortable because, you know, this is my passion, but it's not everyone's passion, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure, hey, you're comfortable. If you're not comfortable volunteering, maybe you'd like to be, you have a small business that would like to sponsor us. We do have, some current sponsors, and we're looking to get more just to grow the program. I mean, I'm sure in your experience, Jeff, I mean, you know, the recreational resources are very limited for individuals with disabilities.
Yes.
And there's a lot of individuals in this area, thousands, that need something to do, whether it's a social group, a cooking class, you know, horseback riding, baseball, anything just to be social. Everybody needs to be social, and that's what we're trying to provide, and we're trying to impact as many people in the area as possible.
Well, I'll tell you what I want to do, Mike. You may or may not know, I'm on the board of directors for Friendship Circle here in Virginia. I'm going to pass along the information to our folks, and hopefully they can get it out to our families that are involved with the Friendship Circle. And you said you're a 501c3. My buddy John Reed every Tuesday does Giving Tuesday with a charity here in the area. So if you don't mind, we're going to pass your information on to John and see if he can't make some room for you.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, I appreciate any exposure for us is great exposure. So I appreciate your help, Jeff. I mean, that's great. I know you were just joking about the phone tag and stuff, and I don't mind. I can talk about this stuff to anyone for hours.
Yeah.
In fact, my wife is sick of hearing it about it, so I'm glad I have somebody else to talk to. I mean, she's been super supportive. The whole McGrath clan has been super supportive, but I'm sure she's like, thank God this guy on the radio is calling you. You got someone else to talk to about it.
Well, listen, I've had a great time. I look forward to doing it again. And as the dad of a young lady who has special needs, I thank you for everything you've done as a special ed teacher and now with River City Inclusive Gymnastics. And I look forward to chatting with you again and helping again in the future. That is Michael McGrath. He is the CEO of River City Inclusive Gymnastics, RCIG.org. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.